Headlines are written when major sports stars are caught using performance-enhancing steroids, yet the largest number of abusers are everyday people. The trend is down, however, among some age groups. Russ Melchert is dean of the School of Pharmacy at University of Missouri, Kansas City. The phenomenon of abuse and the pharmacology are some of his special interests.
I'm not surprised by 1.3 million. In fact, there have been similar busts over the past two decades.
According to Melchert, steroid use has been hugely popular since the 1950s. It started to get harder to buy anabolic steroids after 1994, when the Uniformed Controlled Substances Act put them under monitor of the Drug Enforcement Administration. It became illegal to buy them without a doctor's prescription.
Even with that, the market has remained hot and even getting hotter, not so much from, we all kind of like to see or think that the biggest use is in athletics, but in reality is the biggest use is for the common man or woman who's trying to improve their physical appearance.
To Melchert, the phenomenon of steroid abuse is a product of attitudes to the point that someone can make $1.3 million selling these black market drugs. That's essentially what 52-year-old Scott Lofquist of Fairway, Kansas pleaded to, playing to popular culture. Dean Melchert.
You can find information about body image disorder through the National Institutes of Health, and it's people that will go to extremes to try to look better. And it's really kind of ironic, if you ask me, because people who typically use anabolic androgenic steroids illicitly, the people that use these drugs do a lot of research into or study of healthy diets, healthy living, yet they take a lot of risks in going out and buying products on the black market that may be impure, unsafe for human use, and then even induce a lot of side effects.
The ultimate side effect is death. Among the risks, the pharmacy school dean and the professor will mention,
a lot of anabolic steroids or related substances that are also abused, such as human growth hormone, or they're not well absorbed when taken by mouth, and so they have to be injected. So when you have to inject the steroid, you have to get needles, not readily available sometimes. So you have sharing of syringes, and so just using the drugs themselves may increase your risk of transmission of infectious disease such as HIV.
It's impossible to tell how many abuse anabolic steroids. Few who do are going to answer surveys on did you break the law, but it's believed to be in the millions. Now, there's a study through University of Michigan and National Institutes of Health called Monitoring the Future. The School of Social Research has interviewed high school seniors since 1975. Again, Russ Melchert.
Over the past 10 or 15 years, the numbers of 10th, 11th, and 12th grade students that have reported using anabolic androgenic steroids at any point in their life has gone down about half. So if you look back, say 10, 15 years ago, maybe about 3% of all 12th graders, for instance, or even a little bit more than that. And then the latest data, which came out from 2010, I think, only about 1.5% would admit to using. Of course, the most alarming thing about that is here are adolescents, some of whom have not necessarily completed all of their growth and maturation, have used anabolic steroids, which can have a profound effect.
In this latest criminal case from Kansas City, an East Coast physician is also indicted in the case, as are several Florida pharmacy companies. Prosecutors say sales were promoted on the Internet. A buyer submitted what was disguised as a medical profile. There was no physical contact with the prescribing doctor, and the drugs were shipped by pharmacies that are now under investigation and indictment, and it happened over and over. I'm Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.